Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 6.
Hej allihopa, jag heter Hanna och det här är...
Mark.
Well done, Mark. I like your Swedish accent.
Oh, tack så mycket.
We are back for another episode of Swedish.
We are indeed. Now, what's interesting there is you said det här är Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use that same construction as we learned last time. Det här är min fru.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just say det här är Mark.
Yes.
Okay. So
det här är min vän Mark.
Okay. Jättebra. So as we have just explained, last time we were looking at family members and introducing people, and we're going to take that a little further today, but also combine it with some counting. So lots to look forward to.
So we're going to learn to count in Swedish, but we're also going to speak about more family members. So if you have more than one brother or more than one sister.
Det låter bra. Det låter, what was the one, utmärkt?
Bra, utmärkt!
Yeah, we covered that in our bonus episode last time. Det låter utmärkt. It sounds excellent or fantastic or something.
Yeah, I like your positivity. I was sure you were going to say svårt.
That means difficult.
Yes.
Okay, I think we'll stick with the det låter utmärkt.
Yes.
Och inte så svårt.
No, good.
Okay, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Okay, perhaps very quickly before we get started, we should just run through some of the family members that we covered last time, just as some pieces of vocabulary. So, how would you say, this is my brother?
Det här är min bror.
Det här är min bror. Okay, this time I'm going to ask you how you would say something, but we're going to leave a space this time to see if our listeners can work out how you would say it. So what about, this is my wife? So can you remember that one? What was it, Hannah?
Det här är min fru.
Det här är min fru. Okay, what about, this is my sibling? A tricky one. Okay.
Det här är mitt syskon.
So two things we need to remember. First of all, the word for sibling, syskon, is that right?
Perfect.
And the fact that it's an it word, so we say mitt syskon, yeah?
Ja.
Det här är mitt syskon.
Precis.
So this is my sibling. What about this is my child. He is called Jonas. Okay, Hannah, let us have that one.
Det här är mitt barn. Han heter Jonas.
So, there, does that sound completely natural to you?
Yes.
So you wouldn't say, this is my son, he's called Jonas?
No, so barn is gender neutral. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say that in English?
This is my child, he is called Jonas. I personally would probably be more likely to introduce my son as my son as opposed to this is my child. But I'm not sure. Maybe our listeners would do this differently. I guess it possibly also depends on different English-speaking areas, whether you would automatically say this is my child or this is my son. You would definitely refer to your children. I mean, I'm talking about my children. I've got two sons. But I would still talk about my children rather than my sons, as it were.
Oh, would you? I was just thinking that if you have a son and a daughter, then you say children.
Uh-huh.
And if you have just daughters, you would say, döttrar.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about that. Anyway, we're kind of getting distracted here.
Yeah, I think it's good to have options.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so we did a number of words for members of the family in the last episode, but this time what we're going to do is look at extending this a little. So how would we say, I have a son?
Jag har en son.
So, jag har is I have, and is that I have in lots of situations, not just for talking about family?
No, and do you remember the good thing with Swedish, that the verb never changes?
Yep.
So, is if you learn a verb, then that's it.
That's it. So, du har en son.
Precis.
Okay, so, jag har, du har, han har,
mm-hmm.
hon har,
mm-hmm.
Vi har.
Vi har.
Har, yeah. Ni har.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dom har.
Dom har. Perfect.
Okay, right. So nice and easy to conjugate Swedish verbs.
Mm-hmm.
They all conjugate the same. But let's then say, so I have a brother.
Jag har en bror.
Jag har en bror. But how would we say I have two brothers?
Okay. So when it comes to family, a lot of the plurals are irregular.
Oh, right.
So I'm just warning you, and most other plurals endings are more simple.
Okay, okay.
So just think about it that way. So, jag har två, so I say two, bröder.
Right, so it's not too difficult because it sounds like brother in a sense.
No.
Bröder, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So you have that over two dots.
Mm-hmm. Bröder.
Yeah.
Jag har, what was the word for two?
Två.
Två. Jag har två bröder.
Ja.
Jag har två bröder. Okay. So what happens with sister then?
Jag har en syster.
Ja.
Jag har två systrar.
Okay. So en syster. Syster. But systrar?
Systrar.
Systrar.
And that is the most common ending of plurals. So
how's that written? AR, right, okay. Mm. Systrar.
Mm-hmm.
So jag har två systrar.
Perfect.
I've got two sisters, right. So in English also, sometimes we say I have got a brother, or I've got two sisters, I've got that kind of idea. That's simply translated as jag har.
Yes.
Okay.
Swedish is more simple than English, Mark.
Okay, so I have a sister, jag har en syster,
mm-hmm.
jag har två systrar.
Bra!
Okay, so bror, bröder, syster, systrar.
Systrar.
Okay, what else would go to plural? What about son?
En son,
mm-hmm.
två söner.
Right, so I'm seeing a bit of a pattern that mm-hmm. they're ending in R, the plural forms.
Yes.
Yeah? So en son, två söner.
Ja.
Okay. So something, I'm trying to analyze what's happening here. Something happens to the vowel. We go
yes.
from son to söner.
So it's a different vowel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with syster, it stays the same vowel, doesn't it?
Yes.
Syster and then systrar.
Yes. And that's why I mean that bröder and söner is irregular.
Okay. Okay. So bröder, söner, systrar, daughters.
And you're going to recognize this, döttrar.
Right, okay. So, one daughter.
En dotter.
En dotter. Two daughters.
Två döttrar.
Två döttrar.
Ja.
Okay, what's the word for queen again?
Drottning.
All right, okay. So I've got one queen. Drottning. Okay, I've seen that in street names and things
yeah.
like that in Stockholm. So dotter and döttrar.
Yeah, döttrar.
Döttrar.
Okay. It's an AR.
AR again, right. What other family members could we have plural versions of?
So do you remember last lesson about that we had a few ones that was ett nouns?
Oh yeah, uh-huh. So that was ett barn and ett syskon.
Bra!
Okay.
And the good thing with ett plural endings
mm-hmm.
is very often they don't change at all.
Okay, so could I say jag har två barn?
Perfect, ja!
I've got two children there, so ett barn, två barn.
Tre barn, fyra barn.
Okay, we'll do some counting in a moment. What about, so syskon there, jag har tre syskon, ja?
Precis.
I've got three siblings. Okay. Dom heter Annifrid, Agneta och Björn.
Perfekt.
Okay.
I'm starting to wonder what your children's names are.
Okay, so we've looked at some plural nouns here, and I think perhaps we're going to look at plurals again in a future episode when we'll look more at the whole patterns there. But for now, if we just think of those straightforward plurals as pieces of vocabulary. So let's just go through them one more time. So brother.
Bror. Brother.
Okay, so brother and brothers. Sister.
Syster, systrar.
Son.
Son, söner.
And daughter.
Dotter, döttrar.
And then we had the two that didn't change, so a child and children.
Mm-hmm. Barn.
And siblings.
Syskon.
Okay. I'm thinking one more. What about parents?
Okay, so... one parent is en förälder.
Förälder. Okay,
yeah.
So the word elder is in there, I guess. So yeah. Förälder. What about parents?
And it becomes that common ending for plural, AR. So okay. Föräldrar.
Föräldrar. So one förälder and then two or två föräldrar.
Föräldrar.
Oh, so you lose the vowel in the middle.
Yes.
So it's förälder. But föräldrar.
And it's quite common in Swedish that we drop vowels. Do you remember that with flickvän and pojkvän?
Oh, yeah. So flickvän, but the word for girl was flicka.
Yes. Okay. It sounds weird to say flickvän.
Yeah, okay.
So we just say föräldrar.
Föräldrar.
So if you would introduce your parents to me.
Right, I would say det här är, what's the word for... My, now we did this in the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
It was mina.
Bra, mina.
Mina föräldrar.
Ja.
So for the purposes of our listeners who perhaps weren't listening to the bonus, mina is the plural form of min.
Exactly. So you can see a pattern building up now that is min, mitt, mina.
So is there a plural form of mitt?
No. So it's always when it's plural...
It's
two of anything, it doesn't change.
Excellent.
It has its own form.
Utmärkt. So, min bror, mitt barn, and mina föräldrar.
Perfect, Mike.
Okay, good. Right, we're going to take a short break. And after the break, we're going to be taking our numbers a little further because so far we've done en and två. I think you mentioned tre too, but let's go a little further after our break.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes, providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Welcome back, or as we say in Swedish, let's see if I remember this, välkomna tillbaka.
Bra, välkomna tillbaka.
Right, before we move on to talk about numbers, we are going to hand over to our cultural correspondent, Emma, who's going to be telling us something, well, something that involves family traditions in Sweden. So, hey, Emma.
Over to you, Emma.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Hannah. Today we're going to talk about fredagsmys and lördagsgodis, two traditional parts of the weekend in Sweden. Weekends are enjoyed by a lot of people, Swedes included. Though weekend activities vary between different people, there are two things that a lot of Swedish people enjoy every weekend, fredagsmys and lördagsgodis. In order to prepare and get ready for the weekend, we have Friday cozy time or fredagsmys. Fredag means Friday, and mys comes from att mysa, which means to cuddle. Fredagsmys is practiced on Fridays when everyone is home from work, school, or other obligations, and this is a time to relax and enjoy that the week is over. This is when people gather in front of the TV, have some snacks, and relax. Fredagsmys is commonly practiced in different households all over Sweden, but everyone will have different traditions of what to do and eat during fredagsmys. You can do it with your family or friends, or on your own if you prefer. Different foods can be enjoyed. Some choose to eat pizza, hamburgers, or other takeaway foods, while others stick to snacks only. A common TV show to watch during fredagsmys is Idol, which is the Swedish take on The X Factor or American Idol, but some people choose to watch other TV shows or movies instead. So, if you want to try this at home, all you need to do is get some food or snacks you like, such as crisps or chips, and fizzy drink or läsk, and pick a good movie or TV show to watch, and then you just sit back and enjoy your Friday night. To follow up on Saturday, Swedes go to the grocery store to pick up some Saturday sweets or lördagsgodis, as we say in Sweden. Lördag means Saturday and godis means sweets. This concept is especially practiced among kids, but no one is too old for lördagsgodis. If you go to a grocery store in Sweden, you will see rows of pick-and-mix sweets or plockgodis, and this is where you can choose your favorites to enjoy on Saturday or any other day of the week if you prefer. The typical lördagsgodis selection will have anything from chocolates to sour sweets to salted licorice or soft marshmallow candies. Of course, the best thing about this is that you can pick out only your favorites. So now you know how to make your Friday or Saturday a little more Swedish. And now it's back to Mark and Hannah in the studio.
Tack så mycket, Emma. Hannah, I have a question for you.
You sound very serious.
Yeah, very, very, very serious question. What are your thoughts on salted licorice?
Jag älskar salt lakris. I love salted licorice.
Do you know, I love many, many things that are Swedish. I love Swedish culture. I love Swedish travel and so on. I can't yet bring myself to love salt lakris.
I didn't even like salt lakris so much when I lived in Sweden. Uh-huh. And now I can't live without it. I love it so much. And we always have this kind of test with Scottish people,
yep,
if they can like salt lakris. And I haven't met a single one who likes it yet. They don't understand Swedish culture.
Maybe it's the kind of thing that you just have to work hard at,
yeah,
and try your best to like it. So maybe that's what I should aim for. By the time I reach lesson 40 of Coffee Break Swedish, maybe I should be ready to enjoy my salt lakris.
I always think that is more for me. If you lot don't like it, I can have some more.
Excellent. Okay, I think we should get straight on, and I think we should be learning some numbers now. So take it away.
Yes, so ett.
Ett, we know what that means. It's one. So when you're counting, do you always use the neuter?
Yes, so when we count, we always say ett. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you're counting...
a brother.
Yeah, then you have to say en bror. Uh-huh. Två bröder, etc.
Okay. Yeah. So is it just ett that has a different version? You don't have a neuter form of två. Okay. So ett.
Två.
Två.
Tre.
Tre.
Fyra.
Can you see that one again?
Fyra.
Which vowel is that?
Is that Y again? E.
Right, so like syst.
Death. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So fyra.
Bra, fyra.
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 Okay. Five.
Fem.
Fem. Six.
Six.
Six. Seven.
Your favorite? Sju.
Sju.
Well done.
I can't say that without laughing. Sju. Okay. Eight.
Åtta.
Åtta.
Bra, åtta.
Åtta, okej. Okay. Nine.
Nio.
Nio.
So it's spelled N-I-O. O. Mm-hmm. And when I say it like this, I say nio. Mm-hmm. If I speak quickly, I might say nie.
Nie. Mm. Okay. So nio or nie.
Yeah.
And 10?
Tio.
Okay. Tio. And I'm guessing that goes to tia.
Exactly.
If you're spelling it quickly. Okay, good. So I think we'll combine some of these together.
Before we do, I forgot zero.
All right. Okay, what's zero?
Nol.
Nol.
Perfect.
Okay, so let us combine these together. I'll say them in English. You give us them in Swedish. Again, we'll leave a space and then we can repeat them. So zero, one, two, three.
Nol, ett, två, tre.
Noll, ett, två, tre.
Bra.
Four, five, six, seven.
Fyra, fem, sex, sju.
Fyra, fem, sex, sju.
Bra.
Eight, nine, ten.
Åtta, nio, tio.
Åtta, nio, tio.
Perfekt.
Now, we have been talking a little about the number seven on our bonus episodes because we've been practicing a tongue twister there. If you've been listening to the bonus episodes, obviously you'll have listened to this, but I think it's time to reveal this to all our listeners. And this tongue twister means seven seasick sailors are cared for by seven beautiful nurses on the ship Shanghai.
Very good. At least you can say it in English.
In English, yeah. Okay. So as many tongue twisters, it doesn't really mean an awful lot. It's a kind of strange combination of words, but it's just there to practice these sounds. So, Hannah, can you work through this word by word? We'll leave space after every word. Obviously, many of our listeners have never heard this before, so let's take it nice and slowly.
Okay. Sju.
Sju.
Sjösjuka.
Sjösjuka.
Sjömän.
Sjömän.
Sköttes.
Sköttes.
Av.
Av.
Sju.
Sju.
Undersköna.
Undersköna.
Sjuksköterskor.
That's a tricky one. Sjuksköterskor.
På.
På.
Skeppet.
Skeppet.
Shanghai.
Shanghai. Okay.
Jättebra.
Ja. Okay, it is very tricky. What we need to do is run it all together. Perhaps we'll do in three sections. Okay, so seven seasick sailors.
Sju sjösjuka sjömän.
Sju sjösjuka sjömän. Are cared for by seven beautiful nurses.
Sköttes av sju undersköna sjuksköterskor.
Sköttes av sju undersköna sjuksköterskor.
Fantastiskt. På skeppet Shanghai.
På skeppet Shanghai.
Well done. Right. You have practiced.
I have practiced, yeah. I know I've got a little bit of an advantage here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try saying the whole thing. Hu-hu-hu-hu-men. Sköttes av sju undersköna sjuksköterskor på skeppet Shanghai.
Perfekt.
Tack så mycket. Okay, we're going to stop there. We'll certainly give our listeners the chance to practice that a little further before next time. And we'll come back and check next time. So make sure you're practicing your Swedish tongue twister to practice the sju sound. But we'll leave it there for this episode. That is it for this episode of Coffee Break Swedish. Of course, don't forget you can head to coffeebreakswedish.com where you can find out all the information you need about Coffee Break Swedish and also how to access our bonus version, which includes video versions of the lessons, bonus audio materials and lesson notes. That's at coffeebreakswedish.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish. And we post regular content to help you build up your cultural knowledge of all things Swedish and also practice your Swedish.
Jättebra. And you can also find us on Instagram, where we are Coffee Break Languages. And you can join the whole team there for some behind-the-scenes photos and also language learning content. That's Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. We will be back next time with another lesson in Swedish. And we're changing the topic next time. Hanna, vad lär vi oss? Is that right? Nästa gång?
Ja, vad lär vi oss nästa gång, Mark? Vi ska lära oss how you find your way in a Swedish town.
Oh, excellent. So places in the town give us an opportunity to practice more Swedish when we're out and about. Tack så mycket, Hanna.
Varsågod, Mark.
Tack, Emma. Och vi ses nästa gång.
Ja, hej då.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.